Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us on Vilayat News. I'm Abru Subzwari, and now I'll look at the headlines for today. Today, the 21st of Ramadan, marks the martyrdom anniversary of Holy First Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. In Iraq, more than 200 Shia Muslims martyred in 17 explosions. In Pakistan, Taliban attacked the central jail in Dera Ismail Khan. 65 people killed in overnight U.S. airstrikes in Afghanistan. More than 30 people injured after two Swiss trains collide. In northern Nigeria, 6 people have been killed and many others injured in explosions. President Obama hosted an iftar at the White House for Muslim Americans. Shia and Sunni Muslims unite in Toronto to protest against the attack on the shrine of Sayyida Zainab. And now, the news in detail. Today, on the 21st of Ramadan, we offer our condolences to the Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and to all creation on the Shahadat, the martyrdom anniversary of the first holy Imam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. May the curse of Allah be upon his killer and the instigators of his killing. Born inside the Holy Kaaba in Mecca on the 13th of Rajab in 30 Amul Fil, the year of the elephant, Imam Ali alayhi salam possessed the most distinguished character and personality, setting him above and apart from all others. On the 13th of Rajab, 23 years before the migration of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, a child was born in the family of Abu Talib, the light of whom kindled the whole world. It is narrated about the birth of Amir al-Mu'mineen and witnessed that as the time of Imam's birth came near, the wall of the Kaaba broke apart and Lady Fatima bint Asad, the mother of Imam Ali, entered into the Kaaba, after which the wall united once again and sealed as before. Son of Abu Talib and Fatima bint Asad, Imam Ali is the cousin and son-in-law of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, husband of Lady Fatima Zahra, sallallahu alayha. Imam Ali was the just and rightful successor of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his Islamic government.
قال يا رسول الله عن صفيتك صبري وخانني جلدي أما ليلي فمسهد وأما حزني فسرمد هذه الليلة ارتاح علي من حزن فراق فاطمة أنزلها في منحودتها كأن عليا كان خجلا.
As history clearly reveals, 10 years after the migration, the Holy Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, ordered his close followers to join him on his last pilgrimage, otherwise known as Hajjatul Wida, the farewell pilgrimage. It was during this Hajj when the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam gathered his followers in one place, making it the first time Muslims with such magnitude gathered under the presence of their leader, the Holy Messenger. On the 18th of Dhul Hijjah in 10 AH, after completing the Hajj, standing in a place known as Ghadir-e-Khum, the Holy Prophet took the hand of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in his hand, and while raising it to the sky so that everyone around can see, the Holy Prophet announced to the people, "For whoever I am his leader, Ali is his leader." He continued to say, "O Allah, love those who love him and be hostile to those who are hostile to him." Imam Ali alayhi salam was struck by a sword and martyred in the mosque of Kufa on the 21st of Ramadan, 40 years after Hijrah. Imam Ali alayhi salam is buried in Najaf in the outskirts of Kufa, Iraq. The media director of the Najaf Police Department, Captain Muqdad al-Musawi, reported on Sunday that the security plan for the holy shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam will include the participation of more than 25,000 security elements from the Ministry of Interior and the Ministry of Defense, in addition to the intelligence efforts and women police elements. The Najaf Police Command announced the security plan dedicated for the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam. According to Iraq News Agency, more than 200 deaths were registered Monday, according to initial casualty figures of the spate of bombings that hit Shia areas of Baghdad and other provinces. According to reports by a security source of All Iraq News Agency, AIN, mostly Shia Muslims were killed and injured when 17 car bombs exploded in southern city Habibiya, Sha'ab, Kadmiya, Hurriya, Tubji, Bay'a, Shurta Rab'a, Risala, and Mahmoudiya neighborhoods. The Monday bombings come just a day after 14 people, among them 9 Kurdish police, died in a car bomb attack in Iraq's northern province of Salahuddin. The string of attacks across Iraq has left more than 4,000 people dead since the beginning of 2013, according to the violence monitoring group Iraq Body Count. Bombings and shootings have plagued Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion of the country in 2003. July has been the deadliest month so far in 2013, with the carnage killing more than 810 people. Pakistani Taliban militants in police uniform attacked the central jail in Dera Ismail Khan late Monday in an apparent attempt to free terrorist inmates. 25 explosions were heard and a policeman was among the 4 people injured. Heavily armed militants of Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan TTP attacked the prison from different sides. ISPR has confirmed that they dispatched army units which have cordoned off the prison and are participating in the ongoing operation alongside other paramilitary forces. TTP spokesman Shahidullah Shahid has accepted responsibility for the attack. Speaking to Dawn.com, he said that around 100 militants took part in the attack, including a number of suicide bombers. Shahid added that the TTP has achieved their targets and their operation was successful. The prison houses Taliban and militants from banned sectarian groups. According to jail authorities, there are at least 5,000 prisoners in the central jail, which is near the bordering town of Tank, adjacent to Volatile South Waziristan Agency, the headquarter of the TTP and Al-Qaeda militants. This is not the first instance when militants have attempted to free their captive associates in Pakistan. At least 65 people have been killed in overnight airstrikes carried out by U.S. forces in Afghanistan's eastern province of Paktia. The casualties come after a series of airstrikes happened in an area of Paktia province Sunday night. While Washington claims that its airstrikes target militants, local sources say civilians have been the main victims of the drone attacks. Just 2 days ago, at least 60 people were killed and several others severely injured in similar airstrikes. American forces have increased their air attacks in Afghanistan in recent weeks. The raids are a source of friction between Kabul and Washington, as they often result in civilian deaths. 2 trains collided head-on in Switzerland Monday evening, injuring about 35 people, out of which 5 are in critical condition. Sources on the ground said the situation could have been more catastrophic, and it was still too early to try to ascertain the cause of the crash. One of the injured was taken by helicopter to Lausanne. Others were treated on the spot by paramedics or taken to the hospital by ambulance. About 40 people were on the 2 trains, one of which was heading to Lausanne, the other was going to Peyrin. 79 people were killed in a train crash in Spain last week, one of the worst in decades. 6 people have been killed and 6 others injured in a series of explosions that rocked Nigeria's second largest city of Kano. The explosions occurred in the Sabongari neighborhood of the city on Monday evening. Kano State Police Commissioner Musa Dora said that the explosions happened at open-air beer parlors where people were playing snooker. He also added that the cause of the blast was not immediately clear. The blast sparked panic in the mainly Christian neighborhood. The area has been targeted in the past by the militant Boko Haram group. Boko Haram, whose name means Western education is forbidden, says its goal is to overthrow the Nigerian government. The group has claimed responsibility for a number of deadly gun and bomb attacks in various parts of Nigeria since 2009. Over the past 4 years, violence in the north of Africa's most populous country has claimed the lives of 3,600 people, including killings by security forces. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted a White House iftar to celebrate the holy month of Ramadan, praising American Muslims for their contributions in helping to build the country. In his remarks before iftar, President Obama stated that as the Quran teaches, whoever does an atom's weight of good will see its results. President Obama, who has hosted 5 iftar dinners, said these events celebrate diversity that define the country. He said Ramadan is a time of reflection, a chance to demonstrate one's devotion to God through prayer and through fasting. But it's also a time for family and friends to come together.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Please have a seat. Let me begin by saying welcome to all of you. I'm so glad that all of you were able to attend. I want to acknowledge members of the diplomatic corps.
President Obama said throughout America's history, Islam has contributed to the character of the country, and Muslim Americans and their good works have helped to build the nation, seen in generations of Muslim immigrants, farmers and factory workers, helping to lay the railroads and build the cities. The White House iftar is a tradition that began annually under President Clinton and was continued by President George W. Bush. The invited guests include elected officials, religious and grassroots leaders in the Muslim American community, and leaders of diverse faiths and members of the diplomatic corps. President Obama also recognized 3 entrepreneurs, including Shazi Visram, the founder and chief executive of Happy Family Organic Superfoods, Anim Hossein, chief executive of Tista Games, and Aya Khalil, who co-founded GNS Healthcare, a biotech research company. In Toronto, Canada, hundreds of Sunni and Shia Muslims alike joined together in front of the American Embassy to protest and condemn the attacks on the shrine of Sayyida Zainab, salamullahi alayha, and the companions of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Participants included men, women, and children of all ages who strongly denounced the U.S. training and funding of Takfiri terrorists. A Sunni Muslim imam at the protest stated he doesn't understand how people can remain asleep after witnessing the disrespect of the family of the Prophet.
USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Hey,
both Shia and Sunni scholars stressed on the importance of unity to defeat the heinous geopolitical strategy that has resulted in the deaths of over 100,000 individuals, including 40,000 soldiers, 60,000 civilians, and the displacement of more than 2 million people. The speakers demanded an immediate halt to the funding of Takfiri terrorists by the United States and its allies, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Qatar. The attendees expressed their complete solidarity with the oppressed victims of the current crisis and prayed for the success of those defending the Holy Shrine. The event in Toronto is just one of the many protests held across North America and the world by Shia and Sunni Muslims who vowed to stay united and defeat the divide and conquer strategy. During these holy and blessed nights of Qadr and throughout the holy month of Ramadan, we request all of you to please remember the Muslim families and innocent children suffering all across the world in Syria, Pakistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, Turkey, Egypt, and wherever else the Muslim Ummah is facing devastation and turmoil. Please also remember to especially pray for and support the families of the Shuhada who are being brutally tortured and killed for being Shia. And that brings us to the end of our bulletin today. If you'd like to contribute your community's news, you can email us at news@vilayettv.org. You can also get the latest headlines and more by visiting our website, vilayettv.org, or subscribe to and follow us on our YouTube and Facebook pages, Vilayet TV USA. Many thanks for joining us. Till next time, I'm Abru Sabzwari. Fi amanillah.